I want to remind everybody that this is the year of the miraculous, right? Matthew 19, verse 26. And Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything, all things are possible. And so we want to make sure that that is before us and we continue to walk in that. Amen. So let's pray. And then we're going to land week three of our Enough is Enough series. And I'm so excited about this because today we're going to be talking about the power of thankfulness. And I'm going to land this because someone said to me, well, Thanksgiving's over. Why are you still talking about thankfulness? Because thankfulness should be a part of our repertoire. It should be a part of who we are. It should be part of every aspect of our lives. And we're going to talk about how it's crazy how this has to be taught to kids. And adults need to be reminded of it on the daily. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you, Father God, that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice. We choose to rejoice. We make a decision to rejoice and be glad in today. I thank you for blessing the people of God that have made it out here today. Father God, to be blessed. I thank you the individuals that aren't able to be here on the other side of that screen. Maybe they're around the world. Maybe they're not able, feeling well and the at home. I thank you for blessing them, blessing the people here, Father God, that we come into this place not to be entertained, but we walk in to be drastically changed, that we can say, surely it was good to be in the house of the Lord together. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone said, amen. Have you ever noticed that thankfulness is something that does not come naturally? Like I said, we have to teach our children to say thank you. Right? I mean, we might have that oddball, that oddity, the, you know, that automatically, once you teach them, then bam, they're just constantly, that's very, 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 very thankful. And they say it all the time. It's like, I'm very thankful right now. I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for them telling me that I forgot to dismiss Ignite. So right now, we're going to be dismissing Ignite, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give it up for these guys. I wanted them to hear the legacy announcement, so, but then I got out of my rhythm, so. These guys, praise the Lord. Amen. So, and then when we get older, it is something that we have to be reminding ourselves about, to be appreciative, to say thank you. You know, thankful. We got to be reminded about what we have. And you might think you're thankful, but over the last few weeks, have you been intentional? I know we have had our call of action, or, you know, call to action. It's been trying to put thankfulness back in the front of our memory, in front of our brains, in the front of our eyes, instead of it being on the back burner, because a lot of times that's where it ends up being. And it's not just me, it's just, sometimes it's just, we gotta be intentional about being thankful. We gotta be intentional. And so scripture invites us into this better way, a way of thankfulness. That is a part of who we are all the time. And it's doable. It's doable that we can understand and we can have gratitude as a believer to say enough is enough. God has been, you know, God has been too good for me to live an ungrateful life. He's been too good for me to be ungrateful, to live a life, not just a day, everyone can have a bad day, but it's a lifestyle of ungratefulness. He's been too good to us. He's been too good to you. He's been good, too good to me. And that's why that song, when they sang that song earlier, just brings me to that place of gratefulness. I think of where I've come from and what I've gone through. And it just, it brings me to a place of gratefulness. He's been too good to us, church. The first thought is thankfulness is a command, not a suggestion. It's a command, not just a friendly suggestion. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 specifically says, give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Notice it says, give thanks in all circumstances. Notice the wording, give thanks, not suggestively. Maybe you should give thanks. Well, if you're feeling good today, give thanks. If you're having a great day, give thanks. If you got blessed today, give thanks. No, it's saying give thanks all the time, all the time. Give thanks in all circumstances. Like I said last week, not to be misconstrued, it says give thanks in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. No matter what situation we're in, no matter what we're going through, that we give thanks in that moment all at all times. God isn't asking us to pretend that things are bad or good. He's not asking us to pretend. Instead, he invites us into his goodness, even in difficult seasons. It's a mentality shift. But if the Bible says that we can do it, then we can live it. Think of it like, you can think of it like a camera with two lenses, right? You see Fred walking around with a camera. You know, you'll see Ingrid or Paul Sprague. They're walking around. They take care of the shots with camera. You know, there's a wide angle shot and there's a zoom shot, right? You think about your phones, right? You want to go like that. You move your fingers apart, move them close. Wide and there's a zoom part. The zoom lens focus, right? It focuses tightly on one person or one problem. When that happens, we lose perspective. The wide angle lens helps you and I to see the whole picture. And so many times you hear me say, let's take a step back and get a 65,000 foot view. Because, you know, you'll hear me say that expression because a lot of times we got the blinders on like a horse. And we got the zoom on and we're only focused on this one area. When if we go to the wide angle lens and we see the whole picture, we understand more. We're grateful for more. Thankfulness is the wide lens of the Christian life. It expands our view so we can see God's hand even when life feels tight. Even when we're going through stuff. Even when we're going through situations and circumstances and problems and things in life are just rough. It causes us to not focus on the problem, but focus on the Creator. It causes us to be thankful about things, which helps us get through the situation that we're in. When we're focused on the Creator and not the problem or the circumstance or the situation, it causes us. I mean, we all remember Jesus walking on the water, right? We remember Peter getting out of the boat. Peter was the only one who got out of the boat. Man, I that would be so me. That would be me. I would want to get out of the boat. I'd be like, dude, can I come to you? Can I walk? Can I do what you're doing? I would want to do that. But he was the only one that got out of the boat. And then people brag on him because he sank. He was the only one that got out of the boat. He may have sunk, but what caused him to sink was when he had his eyes on Jesus, he was walking on the water, walking right to him. And then when he got distracted, there's distractions in our lives. When he got distracted, that's when he started to sink. He started looking at the situation. He started looking at the circumstance. And what did he start to do right then? Boom, he started to sink. He started to sink. And oh, no, if we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, even if we get distracted, he's right there to pick us up. He's right there to get us out of it. He's right there to walk us through it. Because what happened? He lifted him right up and they walked right back to the boat. All circumstances. It's that wide lens when we're thankful. It's that wide lens that causes us to look at the greater instead of the singular. Thankfulness also reframes our reality. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It reframes our reality. Gratitude doesn't just express our perspective. It changes it. Gratitude changes our perspective. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 teaches that thankfulness is connected to peace. It says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. With thanksgiving. And the peace of God. With thanksgiving, let your requests be with thanksgiving. And the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds. Thankfulness is the way to supernatural peace. We talked about it last week. Paul writing his letter, right? He wrote from a Roman prison, right? No, when he wrote this, no comfort, no freedom, right? No certainty. He says, in everything, give thanks. Paul wasn't thankful for a prison. He was thankful because even in prison, God was still faithful. If Paul could find a reason to thank God in the prison cell, then I say, surely, my brother, my sister, that we can find a reason to be thankful in any situation, in any circumstance that we may be walking through, in the middle of our work problems, in the middle of our financial stress, in the middle of our family struggles, in the middle of unanswered prayers. We can find reasons to say thank you. Thankfulness reframes our reality. If we truly believe what the Word of God says, it will reframe how we think. It'll reframe our perception. That's the power of thankfulness. Thankfulness realigns our heart with God. Thankfulness keeps our heart soft and aligned with God's truth. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift comes from what? Comes from above. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Every blessing, big or small, points our hearts back to God the Father. And He's the one who gave it. Imagine something like you buying something and something extremely valuable and you lose the receipt. And if you're like me, time passes by and you're like, I don't remember where I bought that from. It happens, okay? And you don't remember, you forget where it came from. Does that even happen to anybody, right? It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot where I came from. I don't know if from Walmart or Target or, you know, and everything else. But sometimes we enjoy the blessing so long that we forget the giver. But thankfulness is like holding on to the receipt. It reminds us of who the source is. That's what thankfulness is like. It's like holding on the receipt and you don't forget where it came from. When we're thankful, a lifestyle of thankfulness. I'm not saying being thankful once. Anybody can do that. Can I tell you the world does that? We need to stop and thank God. We remember that God is our provider. We need to stop and thank God as we remember that He is our protector. We need to stop and thank God that as we remember that He is our sustainer. We need to stop and thank God and remember that He is our Heavenly Father. Thankfulness keeps our hearts anchored in truth when the world pulls on us. The world will pull on us. But here's our anchor, the Word of God. The Word of God will cause clarity in your heart and in your mind. It'll give you peace. That's what we're talking about. Thankfulness realigns our hearts with God. Thankfulness releases joy and strength. Thankfulness has the capability of releasing joy and strength in your life. If some people in the house or on the other side of that screen and they're thinking, I don't have any joy, I don't have any strength, I'm tired, it's just like, oh, I'm weak. I mean, you, the very thing, I've done this, I've done that, and maybe reevaluate, open up the, get, you open up to the wide lens and ask yourself, do you live a lifestyle of thankfulness? Because it can release joy and strength in your life. Gratitude is like a super, a spiritual superpower. It really is. True gratitude. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says the joy of the Lord is our strength. We say that, right? We say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We sang it this morning. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And everyone's going, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my. We get it just so repertory. It just. But if we truly understand, people who live in gratitude smile more. Now a lot of people are smiling, right? People with gratitude, right, complain less. People with gratitude trust deeper. People with gratitude worship stronger. People with gratitude carry peace in storms. You heard me give the example of the two buckets last week, right? Same thought, same concept. It's about perception in life. We're talking about joy, thankfulness releases joy and strength. Two men walking through the same desert. Perception. I want you to, that's why we're doing this series. This is a three-part thing. Why we're having calls to action. I'm wanting us to reevaluate ourselves, our own personal selves. Does our perception need to be changed? Two men walking through the same desert. One saw heat, discomfort, and endless sand. That would be me. Others, like my wife, sees beauty in the sky, quiet, and the opportunity to grow. Same place, different perspective, right? The difference was thankfulness. I'm constantly reminded about that when it comes to her. It's a wonderful reminder to live with. We're thankful people. Walk around, joy follows. Where thankful people walk around, joy follows. There's some people in this place that just constantly joyful. And it's like constantly just follows them. They're joyful. You can pick them out. Everyone looks at Sandy on it, it's okay. I mean, she's like 4'2" or something. But she is, you know, she's 15 feet tall. With joy, man. That is amazing quality to have. And it's just not in this building. Thankfulness can release joy and strength in your life. Some of us are just so tapped out, but it can release that strength because it reminds us of where we come from. And so thankfulness is a Christian testimony. It's a godly testimony, right? In a world shaped by outrage, negativity, comparison, right? A thankful believer stands out. And isn't that what we're supposed to do? Don't look like the world. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord of hosts. Psalms 100, verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Thankfulness is not just what we do. It's how we approach God and how the world recognizes him in us. Some of us don't even realize how much that we can live Christ on the daily without even saying a word. Because people would be drawn, people that are walking in darkness will be drawn to the light in you. But you got to turn that light on. And thankfulness can be that light. Why are you so thankful? Why are you so grateful? Why are you so it gets their attention and it causes them to be drawn to the godliness within you. And it'll open a door of how to share the Lord with them. Remember, we have the hope. Jesus. We have Jesus within us. And there's a world that's searching for answers. They're searching for hope. They're searching for things in their life because of whatever situation they're going through. That's what brought my father to Christ, was he was searching for why did his marriage go south when he did, in his perception, his opinion, I did everything right. I was a provider. I didn't cheat on my wife. I didn't do this. I did everything. I did everything that the world told me to do. And my wife still turned around and left. And left me with the kids. Left us with the kids. What? And he began to search for answers, which eventually led him to the foot of the cross. And our family is forever changed. Forever changed. A thankful Christian shines in a dark world. I'm going to move on. The last one, thankfulness opens the door for God to do more. I'll be honest. I'm thankful that I'm not God. Okay? I'm really because I'm human and I just get rubbed wrong when someone doesn't thank me. And I just, you know, Pastor Kathy starts laughing. I just do. It's because, you know what? And that's something I'm working on, right? So I did something this week, right? And I did something, and I don't want to say what it is because I don't know if they're watching or anything. So I did something this week. And I did something, and I was felt very strongly to do something, you know, to bless someone, right? And after I did that, right, I was expecting like, oh my gosh, thanks so much, you know, like I don't know why my brain just thought that. And so, just being honest and transparent, right? And when I saw them next, it was silent as the grave. I mean, it was just like nothing. I'm just like. So I'm like, my brain started easing ways into a conversation to bring it up. Being totally honest. Come on. You guys laughing at me, but I know you do this. We've all done this. And we're thinking about ways to like bring it. It's like, how can I slide in here and say, how can I, you know? And then so I slid into the conversation and then all of a sudden it came up and they're like, oh yeah, thanks. And it was just like and I'm like, oh my dad, are you serious right now? And immediately the Holy Spirit said, did you do that or did I tell you to do that? And I'm like, I told my wife that you told me. Right? That's exactly what went through my brain. I told my wife that you told me to do it. So yeah, you told me to do it. He goes, then you should be thanking me, not them. I was like, ow. Oh. I was like, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus, for grace and mercy. I immediately said, oh, you know what? Yeah. And I dropped it. Never brought it back up. Right? And I told him right now. You know, so I'm doing what the Bible says and confessing my sins in front of everybody. And so, you know, and so, but that's the truth. But it's very, very, it's very personal because we think certain ways. And I know that a lot of us think this way, you know, or we have thought this way. But when, you know, it goes back to that, it opens a door for God to do more. Because you know what? I have a dream, right? I do. I have a dream that I'm just able to walk through a place and just hand out $100 bills to anyone that God tells me to. I just, you know, that's a dream. I've dreamed about that in my sleep. To just be able to bless people that need it. Just walk through and just say, man. But I do realize that for that to happen. I mean, sometimes I'm not an idiot, but I don't think I'm an idiot. But, you know, sometimes I don't make, you know, but to do that, when money comes my way, I need to be faithfully generous. Faithfully, not here and there. And so when the Spirit of God says, give that money away, I do it. I don't think twice about it, you know? And so, and that's the thing. Thankfulness doesn't come from manipulating God. It doesn't. It positions our hearts to receive more from Him. Dear God, thank you for that precious turkey. You know, when we're really just praying about wanting more turkey, God knows, come on. But a lot of us do that with other people. I was at Bible school and people would be like standing at the, praying at the altar. I'm like, God, you know my financial need. And everyone else knows it now too, you know? And it's like, bro, God does not get manipulated. Okay? He sees through our nonsense. And here's the great thing. He still loves us. He still loves us through it. John 6, verse 11, before multiplying the loaves. I love this. That's why I want to repeat it. Before multiplying the loaves, right? This is so important. Jesus gave thanks for it. Before the miracle happened, he didn't thank God after the miracle. And I want to repeat it because some of us didn't get it last week. Right? It's like a seed in your hand, and you take that little itty tiny seed, and you got to be faithful with that seed. It looks small. It looks insignificant, right? It looks too tiny to make a difference unless you plant it with expectation. What do you currently have, church? What do you currently have? Your strength, resources, faith. It may look small, but when you thank God for it, you plant the seed that allows God to multiply it. So the call of action this week. Week one, right, we had you write down three things, right? Write down three things that you're grateful for every single morning, right? Week two, right, the call of action was practice being content and avoiding complaining for one full day. I don't want to see a show of hands. How many made it, right? How many had a restart like I did, right? I restarted three times. I'll be honest with you, but I did it, you know? And so I didn't see anyone that day, but it's okay. I did it. So just joking. Just just teasing. Week three. Here's what I want you to do week three, this whole week. As we close, verbally thank someone each day for something they've done. And here's the thing, don't thank the same person every day. Okay? And here's something else. Don't thank the easy. Thank somebody that rubs you wrong when they do something for you. You don't have to. Maybe you don't have anyone that rubs you wrong. Maybe you float on clouds like Pastor Kathy, you know, and it's like, no, but, you know? Why do we have these call to action? Because honestly, because thankfulness is a choice. Thankfulness is a choice that each and every one of us can make every day and every moment of the day. It's that simple. You and I will always find a reason to complain. It is the truth, right? You can always find a reason to be thankful. You can. So choose thankfulness. Just because Thanksgiving over doesn't mean we stop being nice, stop being thankful. Oh, it's Christmas. Now it's the Christmas season. No, let's allow thankfulness to be a part of who we are in February and in March. in the middle of the summer, in the middle of our worst day, is what we're talking about. Choose joy. Choose to declare, enough's enough. God has been faithful to me. There's a story as Mary comes forward. Like I said last week, it makes me sound holier. And so when the music's behind me, there's a family that I heard about this and I thought, man, I wish we would have did it with our kids when they were younger. But I think it's a great idea. A family kept a gratitude jar on the counter of their kitchen. Every day they wrote, every day each family member wrote down one thing they were thankful for and dropped it in the jar when the year started. At the end of the year, they opened it up and read every slip of paper aloud. And here's what they discovered when this family did this. They had forgotten most of what God had done. But God had been working all year long. Some of the blessings were big. Some of the blessings were super small. But together, right, they painted a picture. And when they read these blessings, they painted a picture of God's goodness and faithfulness that was taking place all year long. And if you could open a gratitude jar of everything God's done for you this past year, I believe with every fiber of my being that you would see, even in the hard moments, that God was present, that God was faithful, and God was good. Because a lot of times we forget. And that's a trick of the enemy, to cause us to be ungrateful, to focus on the lack instead of what we have. Thankfulness is a choice. Father God, we thank you today, not just for what you've done, but for who you are. Father God, give us hearts that recognize your goodness in every single season. Teach us, Father. Teach us to walk in gratitude through your word, to live with joy, and to share with thankfulness to the world of a grateful God and how we are grateful that we can be that light and that example to those around us in our world, Father God, that they're drawn to the light by just us being grateful and thankful. Help us remember to declare your blessings. You're enough. Your goodness is more than enough for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.